Russia and Ukraine complete last leg of major prisoner exchange. By Breitbart London on May 25, 2025. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Russia and Ukraine swapped hundreds more prisoners on Sunday. The third and last part of a major exchange that reflected a rare moment of cooperation in otherwise failed efforts to reach a ceasefire in the more than 3 years of war. Just hours earlier, Ukrainian capital Kyiv and other regions came under a massive Russian drone and missile attack that killed at least 12 people and injured dozens. Ukrainian officials described it as the largest aerial assault since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Russia's defense ministry said each side brought home 303 more soldiers, after each released a total of 307 combatants and civilians on Saturday, and 390 on Friday, the biggest swap of the war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed the exchange, saying on X on Sunday that 303 Ukrainian defenders are home. He noted that the troops returning to Ukraine were members of the armed forces, the National Guard, the State Border Guard Service, and the State Special Transport Service. In talks held in Istanbul earlier this month, the first time the two sides met face-to-face for peace talks since, Kyiv and Moscow agreed to swap 1,000 prisoners of war and civilian detainees each. The scale of onslaught was stunning. Russia hit Ukraine with 367 drones and missiles, the largest single aerial attack of the more than 3 years long war, according to Yuri Inat, a spokesperson for Ukraine's Air Force. In all, Russia used 69 missiles of various types and 298 drones, including Iranian-designed Shahed drones, he told the Associated Press. There was no immediate comment from Moscow on the strikes. For Kyiv, the day was particularly somber as the city observed Kyiv Day, a national holiday that falls on the last Sunday in May, commemorating its founding in the 5th century. Zelensky said Russian missiles and drones hit more than 30 cities and villages and urged Western partners to ramp up sanctions on Russia, a long-standing demand of the Ukrainian leader but one that despite warnings to Moscow by the United States and Europe has not materialized in ways to deter Russia. These were deliberate strikes on ordinary cities, Zelensky wrote on X, adding that Sunday's targets included Kyiv, Zhytomyr, Chmelnytsky, Ternopil, Chernihiv, Sumy, Odessa, Poltava, Dnipro, Mykolaiv, Kharkiv and Cherkasy regions. Without truly strong pressure on the Russian leadership, this brutality cannot be stopped. Sanctions will certainly help, Zelensky said. Determination matters now, the determination of the United States, of European countries, and of all those around the world who seek peace. The prisoner swap was the only tangible outcome from peace talks in Istanbul earlier this month that have so far failed to produce a ceasefire and a rare moment of cooperation between the warring sides. Russia's defense ministry said a meanwhile that its air defenses shot down 110 Ukrainian drones overnight. Sounds of explosions boomed throughout the night in Kyiv and the surrounding area as Ukrainian air defense persisted for hours in efforts to shoot down Russian drones and missiles. At least 4 people were killed and 16 were injured in the capital itself, according to the security service. A difficult Sunday morning in Ukraine after a sleepless night, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha said on X, adding that the assault lasted all night. Fires broke out in homes and businesses, set off by falling drone debris. In Zhytomyr region, west of Kyiv, the emergency service said 3 children were killed, aged 8, 12 and 17. 12 people were injured in the attacks, it said. At least 4 people were killed in the Chmelnytsky region, in western Ukraine. 1 man was killed in Mykolaiv region, in southern Ukraine. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said a student dormitory in Holozhivsky district was hit by a drone and one of the building's walls was on fire. In Dniprovsky district, a private house was destroyed and in Shevchenkivsky district, windows in a residential building were smashed. The scale of Russia's use of aerial weapons aside, the attacks over the past 48 hours have been among the most intense strikes on Ukraine since the February 2022 invasion. In Markhalivka, just outside Kyiv where several village homes were burned down, the Fedorenkos watched their ruined home in tears. The street looks like Bakhmut, like Mariupol, it's just terrible, says 76-year-old Lyubov Fedorenko, comparing their village to some of Ukraine's most devastated cities. She told the AP she was grateful her daughter and the grandchildren hadn't joined them for the weekend. "I was trying to persuade my daughter to come to us," Fedorenko said, adding that she told her daughter, "After all, you live on the 8th floor in Kyiv, and here it's the ground floor." She said, "No, Mom, I'm not coming." And thank God she didn't come, because the rocket hit the house, on the side where the children's rooms were, Fedorenko said. Ivan Fedorenko, 80, said he regrets letting their two dogs into the house when the air raid siren went off. "They burned to death," he said. "I want to bury them, but I'm not allowed yet." The POW exchange was the latest of dozens of swaps since the war began, but also the biggest involving Ukrainian civilians. Still, it has not halted the fighting. Battles have continued along the roughly 1,000-kilometer, 620-mile, front line, where tens of thousands of soldiers have been killed, and neither country has relented in its deep strikes. Russia's defense ministry quoted Yaroslav Yakimkin of the North Group of Russian Forces as saying Sunday that Ukrainian troops have been pushed back from the border in the Kursk region, which Putin visited days ago. "The troops continue to advance forward every day," Yakimkin said, adding that Russian forces have taken Maryin and Lokhnya in Ukraine's northeastern Sumy region, which borders Kursk, over the past week, and were advancing in the Kharkiv region around the largely destroyed town of Vovchansk. Yaroshenko reported from Markhalivka, Ukraine. Associated Press writer Elise Morton in London contributed to this report. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.